This is Terry Mandel, D.O. Dick Tang, an attorney letter to Nathaniel Walden, attorney at law. Address on file of the Schiller Law Office, period. Per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Rolando Gabriel Acosta, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Rolando, R-O-L-A-N-D-O. Middle name is G-A-B-R-I-E. Last name is Acosta, A-C-O-S-T-A. On February 7th, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, period. I obtained the history directly from the patient, period. I also performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is 5'7" tall, weight 150 pounds, period. The patient is a 37-year-old male who was involved in a work injury at work on or about October 15th, 2019, period. The patient fell through a roof as he was a roofer, period. He was initially unconscious for a few seconds, and he fell approximately 18 feet, striking his head, comma, fracturing his neck, comma, fracturing his right wrist, comma, and told he had a concussion, period. He had immediate pain in his neck, comma, right wrist, comma, head, comma, and bleeding from his left ear, period. He had pain down his right arm to his fingers, period. New paragraph. Timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that an ambulance took him to St. Vincent's Hospital and 86th Street and was admitted to the hospital for approximately 1 week, period. He had MRI and x-rays and referred to other doctors, period. He had surgery. He had two surgeries and was seen at the hand-to-shoulder center. That's hand-to-shoulder center, period. Areas of surgery were the right wrist and right elbow, period. He required additional treatment, period. He saw a neurosurgeon, Dr. Levin, L-E-V-I-N-E, who advised physical therapy. But it was not very accessible, period. He was given a splint for his neck, period. New paragraph. Despite treatment, he is still experiencing pain in his neck, comma, right wrist, comma, right elbow, comma, and still having problems with headaches from his head injury, period. New paragraph. His neck pain is described as constant and daily, period. It is a burning pain that radiates in intensity, that ranges in intensity from a good day to 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down his right arm to his fingers, period. He has persistent headaches, period. New paragraph. His right wrist pain is described as constant and daily, period. It is a dull, tingling pain, period. It radiates to the right shoulder, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. New paragraph. The right elbow pain is described as intermittent, period. Duration is 8 hours per day, period. It is a stabbing pain that ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. It is described as a non-radiating type pain, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. the patient has problems with lifting, comma, sports, comma, and housework, period. New paragraph medication denies other than over-the-counter medicines for this condition, period. New paragraph present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter pain medicines, comma, a brace of the right arm, period, and stretching exercises, period. New paragraph past medical history denies. New paragraph past surgical history. He has had two surgeries for his right arm for this work injury, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient has never injured his neck in the past period. The patient has never injured his right wrist in the past period. The patient has never injured his right elbow in the past period. The patient did have a prior work injury around 2017 where he injured his low back. And he is still having some pain in his low back. And it occurred falling through a roof, period. He did not have any fractures or treatment, period. New paragraph. His occupation is that he is no longer a roofer, but he does work maintenance, period. New paragraph. I did review an extensive amount of medical records and like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Records from Indiana hand to shoulder, dated July 22nd, 2021, states Mr. Acosta is here for follow-up 6 months out from his cubital tunnel release transposition and then his repair and sling reconstruction prior to that period. He has reached maximal medical improvement under my care based on slight lack of range of motion, has a 1% PPI rating for the wrist, comma, which is a 1% whole person, comma, as well as 1% for pain. So he ends up with a 2% whole person PPI rating based upon the fifth edition period. More records from Indiana hand to shoulder, November 13th, 2019. This 34-year-old right-hand dominant roofer, comma, who had a fall on October 15th, comma. He fell 16 to 18 feet, period. He was taken to St. Vincent's emergency room, comma, admitted to the hospital for 5 days, period. He has a cervical spine fracture and wrist fracture, period. Northwest Radiology, CT examination of the cervical spine, October 15th, 2019, impression, right C7 articular pillar fracture, comma, new compared to prior period, CT of the upper extremity, St. Vincent's Hospital, right side, October 15th, 2019. Impression, acute, slightly comminuted intra-articular fracture involving the dorsal articular surface of the distal radius, period. A slightly displaced fracture fragment is noted, period. A PPI rating from Dr. Levin, July 27th, 2022, of Indiana Neuroscience Center, gave him a 3% impairment due to headaches post-concussion, utilizing table 13-18, page 342, period. Due to the cervical spine fracture, C7, table 17-2, page 465, given a 4% impairment, given an additional 2% whole body to the chronic spine slash strain of the cervical spine, page 564, using the combined value charts, was given a 9% whole body impairment, period. Records from St. Vincent's discharge report. Dated October 18th, 2019. Diagnosis on discharge is paresthesias of the right upper extremity, comma, Otorrhea of the left ear, comma, that's O-T-O-R-R-H-E-A, otorrhea of the left ear, comma, scalp laceration, comma, distal radius fracture, comma, C7 cervical fracture, comma, enclosed head injury with concussion, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing a physical examination, I have found that all the treatment is outlined above and that occurred due to his fall injury of October 15, 2019 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, February 7, 2023, there was a scar present involving the post-occipital area, period. ENT examination revealed pupils equal reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. There was tenderness to palpation of the left lateral cervical regions, period. There was paravertebral muscle spasm in the lumbar area, period. There was also paravertebral muscle spasm noted in both the cervical and the lumbar regions, period. There was loss of the normal cervical lordotic curve, period. There was diminished strength in the cervical area, period. In the cervical area, there was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 24 degrees, extension diminished by 18 degrees, period. Side bending on the left was diminished by 24 degrees and on the right by 26 degrees, period. Cervical rotation was diminished by 18 degrees on the left and 24 degrees on the right, period. Examination of the right wrist revealed 10% swelling, period. There was diminished range of motion as well. Flexion of the right wrist was diminished by 24 degrees and extension by 22 degrees, period. The patient is right hand dominant, period. There was diminished grip strength in the right hand, period. There was crepitance on range of motion of the right wrist, period. There was diminished strength of the right wrist, period. There was a 7-centimeter surgical scar involving the right medial dorsal wrist, period. Examination of the right elbow revealed 5% swelling, period. There was diminished range of motion with diminished right elbow flexion, lacking 36 degrees of function, period. There was diminished strength of the right elbow, period. There was diminished sensation involving the right lateral elbow, period. There was a 6-centimeter surgical scar involving the right medial elbow, vertical in nature, period. Neurological examination revealed diminished sensation of the right dorsal wrist, affecting 15% of surface area, period. Neurological examination revealed a diminished right biceps reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflexes were 2 over 4. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic impressions by Dr. Mandel are number 1, neck trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and C7 fracture with radiculopathy on the right, period. Number 2, right wrist trauma with strain, comma, pain, comma, and fracture, distal radius, comminuted, and intraarticular, period. Number 3, right elbow trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain, period. Number 4, closed head injury with concussion, comma, scalp laceration, comma, scar, comma, and cephalgia, period. The above 4 diagnoses are directly caused by the fall injury of October 15, 2019, period. At this time, new paragraph, at this time I'm rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, please note the following impairments, period. In reference to the cervical region, I agree with the prior impairment rating. Utilizing 7-2, whereby he was given a 4% impairment due to the fractured C7 area. and a 2% due to the cervical strain and sprain period. In reference to the right wrist, utilizing Table 15-3, Class 1, the patient has a 10% upper extremity impairment on the right, which converts to a 6% whole body using Table 15-11, period. In reference to the right elbow, utilizing Table 15-4, the patient qualifies for a 3% upper extremity impairment on the right, which converts to a 2% whole body utilizing Table 15-11, period. In reference to the post-concussion headaches, I agree with the 3% whole body impairment given earlier utilizing Table 13-18, period. Combining these whole body impairments above, the patient has a 18% whole body impairment as a result of the work injury of October 15, 2019, period. As a patient ages, he will be more susceptible to arthritis in the cervical, right wrist, and right elbow regions, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Using over-the-counter anti-inflammatory and analgesic medications, he will need to spend on medications $90 a month for the remainder of his life, period. The patient can benefit by a TENS unit at an estimated cost of $500, period. The patient can benefit by some injections in his cervical region at an estimated cost of $3,500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are both based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.